सुखोवाच
हरियाणेशते
प्रश्न कृतलोकहितं नृप आत्मवित्समत पुंसाम् श्रोतव्यादिषु यक् परा श्रीशुकोवाच हरियाणेशते प्रश्न कृतलोकहितं नृप आत्मवित्समत पुंसाम् श्रोतव्यादिषु यक् परा श्रीशुकोवाच हरियाणेशते प्रश्न कृतलोकहितं नृप आत्मवित्समत पुंसाम् श्रोतव्यादिषु यक् परा
Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists."
Все трансценденталисты единодушны в том, что ответ на него важнейший из всего, о чем следует слушать.
Purport. Even the very question is so nice that it is the best subject matter for hearing.
Комментарий. Вопрос Парикшита столь замечательный, что сам по себе является лучшим предметом для слушания.
Simply by such questioning and hearing, one can achieve the highest perfectional stage of life.
Задавая подобные вопросы, слушая ответ на них, можно подняться на высшую ступень совершенства.
Because Lord Krishna is the original Supreme Person, any question about Him is original and perfect. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the highest perfection of life is to achieve the transcendental loving service of Krishna. Because questions and answers about Krishna elevate one to that transcendental position, questions of Maharaj Parikshit about Krishna philosophy are greatly glorified.
Вопросы о Кришне и ответ на них поднимают человека на этот трансцендентный уровень. И потому вопросы Махараджа Парикшита о философии Кришны достойны всяческих похвал.
Maharaj Parikshit wanted to absorb his mind completely in Krishna, and such absorption can be affected simply by hearing about the uncommon activities of Krishna.
Махараджа Парикшит хотел полностью погрузиться в размышления о Кришне, а чтобы достичь этого, достаточно слушать повествование о его обыкновенных деяниях.
For instance, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that simply by understanding the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna's appearance, disappearance, and activities, one can immediately return home back to Godhead and never come back to this miserable condition of material existence.
Bhagavad Gita, например, утверждает, чтобы вернуться домой к Богу и навсегда избавиться от страданий материального мира, достаточно понять трансцендентную природу явления, ухода и деяния Кришны.
It is very auspicious, therefore, to hear always about Krishna.
Вот почему так важно все время слушать о Кришне.
So Maharaj Parikshit requested Shukadeva Goswami to narrate the activities of Krishna so that he could engage his mind in Krishna.
Чтобы занять ум размышлениями о Кришне, Махараджа Парикшит попросил Шукадева Госвами рассказать ему о деяниях Господа.
The activities of Krishna are non-different from Krishna himself.
Деяния Кришны не отличны от него самого.
As long as one is engaged in hearing such transcendental activities of Krishna, he remains aloof from the conditional life of material existence.
Пока человек слушает о трансцендентных деяниях Кришны, на него не действуют законы, обусловленные жизнью материального мира.
The topics of Lord Krishna are so auspicious that they purify the speaker, the hearer, and the inquirer.
Беседы о Кришне так благотворны, что очищают и того, кто задает вопросы, и того, кто отвечает на них, и того, кто слушает эти ответы.
They are compared to the Ganges waters, which flow from the toe of Lord Krishna.
Их сравнивают с водами Ганги, текущими из пальца на ноге Господа Кришны.
Wherever the Ganges waters go, they purify the land and the person who bathes in them.
Где бы ни протекала Ганга, ее воды освещают и землю, по которой текут, и того, кто омывается в ней.
Similarly, Krishna Katar or the topics of Krishna are so pure that wherever they are spoken, the place, the hearer, the inquirer, the speaker, and all concerned become purified.
Аналогично этому повествование о Кришне, Кришне как царь, настолько чисты, что где бы их ни рассказывали, они очищают все: место, слушателей, того, кто задает вопросы, рассказчика и всех окружающих.
Ома Гьянатимирандасья Гананджина Свакая Чакша Унминитам Нина Тазмай Шри Гуруве Намаха Мукам Кароти Вачалам Пангам Мангая Тегари Яд Крипа Тамахамаде Шри Гунандина Тарана. So Sukadeva Goswami is now beginning to speak in response to the questions presented to him by Maharaj Parikshit.
Итак, теперь Шукадева Госвами начинает говорить, отвечая на вопросы, представленные ему Махараджа Парикшита.
First thing he's saying is that your questions are glorious.
Первое, что он говорит, что вопросы твои достойны прославления.
In other words, Шукадева Госвами is very inspired because he knows that he has a very attentive audience.
Иначе говоря, Шукадева Госвами очень вдохновлен, поскольку он знает, что аудитория его очень внимательна.
And he knows his audience has only one expectation from him.
И он знает, что аудитория ждет от него только одного.
He wants to hear about Krishna.
Они хотят слушать о Кришне.
So he's glorifying his inquirer.
И так он прославляет тех, кто задает ему эти вопросы.
By saying that your question is glorious.
Говоря, что ваши вопросы достойны всяческих похвал.
And anyone who hears the answer to your question, they will also benefit.
И каждый, кто услышит ответ на ваши вопросы, также получит благо.
A similar statement was also made by Sutta Goswami to the sages of Naimasharanya.
Подобное же утверждение было произнесено Сутой Госвами, обращаясь к мудрецам Наймишараньи.
When the sages had gathered to perform the 1,000-year sacrifice in the forest of Naimasharanya.
Когда эти мудрецы собрались в лесу Наймишараньи, чтобы предпринять тысячелетнее жертвоприношение.
They had designated Shaunaka Rishi to approach Sutta Goswami.
Они выбрали Шаунаку Риши, чтобы он обратился к Сути Госвами.
And he would be, he was the appointed person to present the questions on all of their behalf.
Именно он был выбран ими для того, чтобы он задавал вопросы Сути Госвами от их имени.
He specifically asked about the prime duty for all humankind.
Он в особенности спрашивал, задавая вопросы об различных обязанностях человечества.
And Сути Госвами, after hearing his questions, he responded, Munayak Sadal Prishtoham Bhavadbir Loka Mangalam Yatkrita Krishna Samprasno Yenatma Supersedati. O sages, I have been justly questioned by you.
Он ответил этими словами, о мудрецы, вы задали мне прекрасные вопросы.
Your questions are glorious because they relate to the world's welfare.
Ваши вопросы,
because they relate to Lord Krishna.
Ваши вопросы достойны всяческих похвал, поскольку они связаны с Господом Кришной.
And therefore they are of relevance to the world's welfare.
И поэтому они послужат для блага всего мира.
Only questions of this sort are capable of satisfying the self.
Только вопросы подобного рода способны удовлетворить нашу сущность.
So Sutta Goswami also had a similar response when he was questioned.
Итак, Сутта Госвами ответил подобным же образом, когда вопросы были направлены к нему.
And therefore we see that such speakers on the topics of Lord Krishna.
И поэтому мы можем обратить внимание, что подобные чтецы, говорящие на темы о Кришне,
they respond very favorably to questions related to Lord Krishna.
Они с большим уважением относятся к вопросам о Господе Кришне.
And therefore they glorify the audience by their questions.
И поэтому они прославляют свою аудиторию за те вопросы, которые им задают.
Because they know that that when such subject matters are discussed,
потому что они знают, что когда подобные темы обсуждаются,
it is for the welfare of everyone involved.
Это служит для блага всех, кто при этом присутствует.
The speaker benefits because he gets to speak about Krishna.
Чтец получает благо, поскольку он говорит о Кришне.
The hearer benefits because they get to hear about Krishna.
Слушатель получает благо, поскольку он слушает о Кришне.
The very place becomes purified by such topics discussed.
И само место очищается, поскольку в нем обсуждаются эти темы.
And anyone else who is connected also derives similar benefit.
И все другие, кто бы ни принимал в этом то или иное участие, получают одинаковое благо.
And the speaker also is particularly inspired.
И чтец особенно вдохновлен.
Because he knows that everyone is gathered for one purpose only.
Поскольку он знает, что все присутствующие собрались только с одной целью.
And they have one expectation only.
И ждут только одного.
And that expectation is not to fulfill some material necessity. But actually their expectation is that they want to hear about Krishna. So that they may be able to make progress on the path going back to Godhead. By the development of their progressive Krishna consciousness. Progressive Krishna consciousness means that we have to become more fixed in remembrance of the Lord.
Прогрессивное сознание Кришны означает, что нам необходимо укрепиться в памятовании о Господе.
And in this chapter, this point will be emphasized.
И в этой главе это положение будет особенно подчеркиваться.
Because Parikshit Maharaj's question,
поскольку вопросы Махараджа Парикшита,
was what is the duty of a man who's about to die?
Заключались в том, что должен делать человек, который готовится к смерти.
Very significant question.
Это очень важный вопрос.
And it's significant not only to Parikshit Maharaj, but it's significant to every human being. Because every human being has to face the same question. So that is why Sukadeva Goswami is very pleased by this question.
И вот именно поэтому Шукадева Госвами был очень удовлетворен этим вопросом.
And Shukadeva Goswami will also place the emphasis upon remembrance of Krishna.
И Шукадева Госвами также подчеркивал необходимость памятования о Кришне.
Actually, in this chapter there are many very important verses.
На самом деле в этой главе находится множество очень важных стихов.
Where Shukadeva Goswami describes that by such remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become freed from all miseries.
Который Шукадева Госвами описывает, что за счет этого памятования о Верховной Личности Бога человек может избавиться от всех страданий.
Тазмат Барата Саватма Бхагаван Ишваро Хари Шротавьям Кититавьяща Смартавьям Читачаштам Байам. In this verse, Шукадева Госвами is emphasizing this point.
В этом стихе Шукадева Госвами как раз подчеркивает это положение.
That is, anyone who is suffering from the miseries, he must hear about, glorify, and also remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Super Soul and the Savior from all miseries. This process of hearing about and speaking about leads to remembrance. It is a natural progression. We remember those things which become habitual to our life. And therefore, one must practice such remembrance. By hearing of this subject matter. It requires practice. Because one does not have a spontaneous inclination to always hear about Krishna. Because the mind has so many other ideas and will oftentimes try to convince us that there are more important things to hear about.
И он будет всячески пытаться нас убеждать в том, что есть много других важных тем, о которых стоит послушать.
A materialistic person is also absorbed in asking questions and seeking answers.
Материалист также погружен в процесс задавания вопросов и выслушивания ответов.
So it's not simply questions and answers which are most significant.
Итак, важны не только сами по себе вопросы и ответы.
But materialistic people are asking their questions.
Но материалисты задают свои вопросы.
Concerning the material necessities of the body.
Озабоченные удовлетворением материальных потребностей тела.
There are so many questions that can arise. And factually we see that every day such persons are absorbed in these questions. How much money do we have? Where should we buy our food? What's the weather going to be like today? So many different types of questions. Actually, these questions are also being engaged in all species of life. But the answers to these questions do not solve the problems of life.
Ответы на эти вопросы не несут в себе решение всех проблем жизни.
Here it is explained.
Здесь объясняется.
That the questions that are presented by Parikshit Maharaj.
Что вопросы, заданные Махараджи Парикшита.
They are considered to be glorious.
Считаются славными.
Because they are beneficial to all kinds of people.
Поскольку они несут благо всем людям.
And the answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing.
И ответы на эти вопросы являются важнейшей темой для слушания.
In other words, it is the most important subject matter to hear about.
Иначе говоря, эти темы наиболее важны из всех, о которых стоит слушать.
It is also explained in this canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Это также объясняется в этой песне Srimad
Bhagavatam. Ayo hariti vai pungsam udhyan ashtan che yarasa. That both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life for everyone.
Здесь говорится, что восходы и заходы солнца обозначают уменьшение продолжительности жизни для каждого.
Except one who utilizes the time.
Исключая того, кто использует свое время.
For discussing the topics of the all good personality of Godhead.
Для обсуждения тем, посвященных все благой личности Господа.
And this verse Shukadeva Goswami is also emphasizing.
В этом стихе Шукадева Госвами также подчеркивает
the necessity for proper utilization of one's time.
Необходимость правильного использования времени человека.
He's saying that just as the sun is rising and setting is an indication of the passing of time.
Он говорит, что точно так же, как восходы и заходы солнца обозначают собой течение времени.
But essentially, what this passing of time really means,
но что же в конечном итоге обозначает это уходящее время?
It is simply another day closer to death.
Это означает, что мы еще одним днем становимся ближе к смерти.
Each day that the sun is setting,
каждый раз, когда садится солнце,
this life has passed one more day.
Эта жизнь становится короче на один день.
And this life has its fixed amount of breaths.
И мы в этой жизни можем сделать ограниченное число вдохов.
According to the stringent laws of karma.
Из-за строгих законов кармы.
When those breaths are expired,
и когда число наших вдохов исчерпано,
the living entity must leave his body.
Живое существо вынуждено покинуть свое тело.
So therefore, as each day that the sun sets,
и поэтому каждый раз, когда садится солнце,
he has used more of his breaths.
Человек знает, что он использовал еще часть своих оставшихся вдохов.
So Shukadeva Goswami is emphasizing,
и Шукадева Госвами подчеркивает,
that when the sun rises and sets for a devotee,
когда солнце садится и восходит для преданного,
it does not have the same effect.
Это обладает другим эффектом.
Because a devotee is utilizing the time,
поскольку преданный использует время,
for the primary purpose in life,
для важнейшей цели в жизни.
He's using the time to hear and chant about Krishna.
Он использует свое время для того, чтобы слушать и воспевать Кришну.
And therefore, as the time is passing,
и поэтому по ходу времени,
his remembrance of Krishna is increasing.
Его воспоминание о Кришне увеличивается.
It's not that the devotee will also not have to give up his body. Won't also have to give up his body.
При этом также не придется покинуть тело.
But it is understood that one who leaves this body,
но необходимо понять, что тот, кто покидает это тело,
in remembrance of the Supreme,
памятование о Всевышнем,
then he knows that he does not die.
Он знает, что он не умирает.
Antakale chamam eva smaran muktva kalevram. Krishna states in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Кришна говорит в 8 главе Бхагавад Гиты.
That whoever remembers me at the time of giving up this body,
то кто бы не помнил обо мне в момент оставления этого тела,
he at once attains my nature, of this there is no doubt.
Он немедленно достигнет моей природы, и в этом нет сомнений.
Krishna says that immediately he attains my nature.
Кришна говорит, что человек немедленно достигает его природы.
Just as lightning and illumination occur simultaneously.
Точно так же, как молния и вспышка света происходят одновременно.
In the same way, one who leaves his body in remembrance of Krishna,
точно так же, тот, кто покидает свое тело в памятовании о Кришне,
immediately enters into his eternal relationship with the Supreme.
Немедленно вступает в свои вечные взаимоотношения со Всевышним.
Therefore, in the prayers of King Kulashekara,
и поэтому в молитвах царя Кулакшетры,
he is praying that may the swan of my mind sink down to the stem of the lotus feet of thy lordship.
Он молится о том, чтобы лебедь его ума сел на стебель лотоса, стоп светлости Господа.
And become locked up in its network.
И запутался в сети.
Otherwise, at the time of death,
этого лотоса. Иначе в момент смерти,
when my throat is choked up with cough,
когда его глотка будет содрогаться от кашля,
how will it be possible to think of you?
Как мне будет возможно памятовать о себе?
In this prayer of King Kulashekara, He is praying that his mind become fixed on Krishna. And he uses the word entangled in thoughts of Krishna. And he compares the mind to be like the swan. Because the swan has a very long neck. And sometimes the swan enters into the stem of the lotus flower. And his neck becomes entangled in the stem of the flower. So he's asking, let my mind become entangled in thoughts of you. So that I will never forget you. Because I know at the time when I have to give up this body, it will be very difficult to remember you. Therefore, let me remain entangled in these thoughts. This is how the devotees of the Lord are praying. To be situated in constant remembrance of the Lord. So, when one hears the activities and pastimes of the Lord, and glorifies the Lord, and then the constant remembrance becomes manifest in the mind and in the heart. This remembrance is essential. But in order to be able to remember Krishna, this practice must be adopted. It is not that thoughts will become entangled in thoughts of Krishna. If we are not accustomed to this practice. And the wonderful thing about being situated in remembrance of Krishna is not only that it is preparation for giving up this body. In other words, so far the points that we have emphasized is that it is necessary to become Krishna conscious in this lifetime. So that one can be prepared when he has to meet this time of death. But this process also enables one to learn how to pass this life. So that he does not have to become disturbed by the sufferings of material imposed by material nature. In other words, it's not just something what we wait for in the future. Krishna consciousness is a practical activity. It has its immediate benefits. Not just those benefits which apply to the time of giving up this body. Because this material world is a place of constant upheavals. Upheavals. Disturbances. That is the nature of this material world. The material world is called Kunta. As opposed to Vaikunta. Vaikunta means no anxiety. But Kunta means a place of anxiety. There is no avoiding it. The one must face so many different types of anxieties in this material world. There is one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Lord Kapiladev. He was instructing his mother Devahuti. Marashraya kata mishta shinvanti katiyanticha tapanti vividhastapa naitan madgachachetasa. Engage constantly in hearing and chanting about me. The sadhus do not suffer from material miseries. Because they are always filled with thoughts of my activities and my pastimes. Lord Kapiladeva is describing that when one becomes absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, by hearing and chanting about Krishna, he can transcend this material world. This is how one can actually become transcend the influence of this material world. Even while in the material world. Because although one may be within a material body, and he may be subjected to so many inconveniences of material life, the real shelter that is available is not by trying to overcome these difficulties by material adjustments. That material world makes us think that way. That if I'm faced with some kind of inconvenience, I should adjust my situation so I don't have to suffer. And this is the effort that everybody makes. How to avoid suffering. How to make the right adjustment. But the fact is, no matter what adjustment that we make, it is not a permanent adjustment. More often, our adjustments only create more problems. This is called Maya Sukaya. Maya Sukaya means that we make some adjustment.
Maya Sukaya означает, что мы пользуемся каким-то решением.
To solve a particular problem, then we create a new problem. Just like Srila Prabhupada gives the example, that if we want to build a huge building over here, we're thinking that building the huge building is the solution. But to build a huge building, we have to dig a big hole over here. So we've created a problem. For instance, he gives many other examples in this connection. That if we want to create a solution to transportation, then we build so many automobiles. But we've also created a problem. Because now the air is becoming so toxic that the place will not even be a place fit, this world will not even be a place fit for habitation. So we think we've created a solution. But we've also created a problem. There are no permanent solutions on the material platform. There are only temporary solutions. Therefore, it is recommended that instead of looking for only for material adjustments, an intelligent person should look for the permanent solution to the problem. Krishna consciousness is such a solution. Because it not only frees one from the repetition of birth and death, but it makes one able to live in this world in a peaceful way, whereby he can adjust to every circumstance. By his remembrance of Krishna. And because one who is situated in such consciousness is so dependent upon the Lord, because he does not try to artificially adjust the circumstances himself, then Krishna gives his assurance that he'll adjust the situation for the devotee himself. Krishna adjusts things much better. Because when Krishna adjusts things, he's thinking of the ultimate welfare of the devotee. He's thinking how to bring that devotee back home, back to Godhead. Krishna becomes attracted When a devotee is always hearing and chanting about him. And therefore he states in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Ya idam paramam guyam mad bhaktesha vidyasati. For one who explains the supreme secret to others, for him, devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to me. Начатасман манушешу кашчин ме прикритаму. There is no servant in this world who is more dear to me than he. And neither will there ever be anyone who is more dear. So what Krishna is saying in this verse is for those who are always absorbed in talking about me and telling others about me, their devotional service is already guaranteed. They don't have to strive for devotional service. That is their guaranteed devotional service. And at the end, they will come back to me. And Krishna says, there's no servant who is more dear to me. Nor will there ever be one more dear. Such a confidential servant of Krishna, then Krishna actually takes care of such a devotee. Just like Srila Prabhupada has given the example that the devotee is like a valuable jewel. If one has a valuable jewel in his possession, he holds it very tightly. So Krishna holds his devotee very tightly because he considers him to be a very valuable jewel. And therefore he gives his assurance also in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that his devotee is never vanquished. He always protects his devotee under all circumstances. What are the characteristics of such a devotee? That they're always glorifying Krishna. Whatever situation they're in, they're glorifying Krishna. In fact, it is stated by Lord Brahma, Tat te nu kampam sushamikshamano bhujana evatna kritam vipakam hridvag vaprabhya vinanam namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadayabhak. That one who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past misdeeds, who always offers his obeisances to you, always glorifies you, and always engages in your devotional service with his body, mind, and words, he's certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation. What Lord Brahma is explaining is that a devotee who is always dependent upon Krishna, even though he may experience some difficulties, he never blames Krishna for his difficulties. He knows that whatever anxieties or inconveniences he's experiencing, they're simply due to his own past misdeeds. So he goes on glorifying Krishna. He continues to glorify Krishna in all circumstances. And therefore, such a person becomes a bona fide candidate for liberation. Materialistic person doesn't know how to do this. Because materialistic persons, when they're faced with inconveniences, they are always thinking that material adjustments will be the problem, will solution to the problem. And therefore the meditation is simply on trying to make this adjustment. But one forgets Krishna. One becomes so much absorbed in making the adjustment that he does not understand that actually this situation is Krishna's mercy. Now, of course, it does not mean that a devotee should not try to avoid suffering. It doesn't mean that when we're sick, we'll just say, "Oh, I won't do anything about it." As a matter of routine duty, we must try to do something. But the point is that one must always be dependent upon the goodwill of the Lord. That even if I perform my routine duty to try to avoid this suffering or inconvenience, first of all, I'm doing it so that I can continue my service to Krishna. And therefore it is not a selfish motivation. But second, and actually most important, is that I must be accept whatever result Krishna gives. I may not be successful in making this adjustment, but I will continue to serve Krishna. And I will continue to glorify Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj describes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Balasya neha sharanam putaro nishringha nartasya chagadam udantvati majito nao. O Lord Nisringadev, O Supreme, because of a bodily conception of life, embodied souls who are neglected and not cared for by you,
воплощенные души, которые пренебрегаются тобой и о которых ты не беспокоишься,
they cannot do anything for their betterment.
Ничего не могут поделать для того, чтобы улучшить свое положение.
Whatever remedies they may accept,
какие бы попыток улучшения они не принимали,
although perhaps temporarily beneficial,
хотя, может быть, это и принесет им временное благо,
are certainly impermanent.
В конечном итоге они не достигнут успеха.
For example, a mother and father cannot protect their child. The most expert physician and best medicine cannot relieve the sufferings of a patient. And the boat in the water cannot rescue a drowning man. Prahlad Maharaj describes in this verse that when somebody is neglected by Krishna, then, although they may try so many different types of remedies, they will not be successful. Just like there's one saying, Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. That when Krishna wants to protect somebody, nobody can kill him. And if Krishna wants to kill somebody, nobody can protect him. So the point is that we're dependent upon the goodwill of the Lord. If one is neglected by Krishna, we may try to make so many material adjustments. They may be temporarily beneficial, but they're not permanent. Just like Prahlad Maharaj gives the example that even the most expert physician and the best medicine cannot save somebody if they're destined to die. There may be some temporary benefit. A person may be lying there, and he may hear that the best physician has come in the world. And he may think, oh yes, this is very nice. So he may temporarily feel very good that he has the best physician standing by his side. And the best medicine is coming from the other side of the world. Oh, this is very nice. I have the best physician and the best medicine. So there may be some temporary benefit. But Prahlad Maharaj is saying it's certainly impermanent. It's not the permanent solution. Because even if one becomes cured, he still must die. Or even if the best medicine and best physician comes, they still may not even be able to save him. So Prahlad Maharaj is specifically emphasizing in this verse that those who are embodied and who are in the bodily conception of life, they may try to make so many remedies to their situation. But whatever remedies they try to accept, they're temporary. Therefore, the intelligent person, he must understand that there must also be a permanent solution to the problem. Not just to be satisfied with seeking the temporary solutions. Just as Srila Prabhupada would also give the example that one has an infection on the body. He can blow on the infection to try to relieve the pressure and the pain. But that's temporary. An intelligent person will go to the root of the problem. Not simply treat the symptom. So this material world is filled with symptomatic treatments. Everybody's treating the symptom of their karmic reactions. But their symptomatic treatment is simply creating more karmic reactions. Where is the end? They think, oh yes, we'll make a better place to live. They're treating the symptom of the problems by exploiting the resources of material nature. But by such exploitation of resources, they are simply calling more karma upon their heads. Because they are failing to recognize where these resources are coming from. Simply creating more problems. Trying to find a solution, but creating more problems. But therefore, this Krishna consciousness has the practical application in all aspects of life. Because by the development of Krishna consciousness, one learns how to become peaceful and satisfied in any condition of life. That is the result of Krishna consciousness. A devotee can be satisfied in any condition of life. Narayan nak purak save nakutashana bibhati. Svaga pavaga narakeshva pitalyata dashana. This verse is explained in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That devotees who are engaged in service to Krishna, they do not fear any condition of life. For them to be in heaven, to be in hell, to be liberated, they're all the same. Because their only concern is to be exclusively engaged in Krishna's service wherever they are. And if one is engaged always in Krishna's service, in constant remembrance of Krishna, he will not fear any condition of life. Any condition is the same. That is the immediate benefit of Krishna consciousness. How to become satisfied now? Krishna consciousness gives that type of satisfaction. Where one can live very simply, accepting the basic necessities of life. One does not have to work hard to struggle like an ass. Being satisfied with the basic necessities of life,
будучи удовлетворенным за счет удовлетворение первейших главных насущностей, насущных потребностей жизни,
which are available by the performances of sacrifice,
которые будут доступны за счет производения жертвоприношений.
One can utilize his time for the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, which is the primary goal in life. We should not waste this life simply in economic pursuits and risk losing the primary purpose of this life, which is to develop one's Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami is glorifying Parikshit Maharaj. Because he's saying that this question that you're asking me is relevant to everyone. Because everybody must face this death at some point in life. And therefore, in any condition of life, as soon as one understands the urgency, he must cultivate this Krishna consciousness. The more he hears about Krishna, the more he's preparing himself to transcend this material world. One who's situated in his consciousness will not have to take his birth again. Janma kama chame divyam evan yoveti tatvata. Krishna says, one who understands the transcendental nature of my activities and my appearance in this world, he never has to take his birth again.
Krishna говорит, что тот, кто поймет трансцендентную природу моих действий и моего явления в этом мире, никогда не будет вынужден принять новое рождение.
But he attains my eternal abode.
Он достигает моей высшей обители.
So there are so many benefits from Krishna consciousness. And these are the ultimate benefits. It's the permanent solution to the problems of life. Not the stopgap remedial measures. Temporary remedial measures. Which the materialists are so much absorbed in. And the other very significant point which is being raised here in this purport is that Krishna is very kind, and that he appears in these places where the devotees are discussing his glories. That's why he makes such places of that's why such places of sacrifice are so auspicious. It is the supreme sacrifice. In previous ages, there were many elaborate sacrifices performed. And by executing these sacrifices, it would invoke the presence of the Lord. Krishna would personally appear riding on the back of Garuda. And he would attend such sacrifices when they were perfectly performed with devotion. So similarly, Krishna also appears wherever the devotees are chanting his glories, because Krishna is personally present in his name. He's personally present wherever the devotees are describing his glories. Krishna tells Narada Muni, Naham tishtami vaikunte yogi nam hridaye shubha tat tat tishtami Narada yatra gayanta madbhakta. O Narada, I am not found in the hearts of the yogis. Nor can I be found in the Vaikuntha planets. But you can find me in those places where the devotees are always chanting my glory. Because those places I go to. In other words, Krishna appears where the devotees are chanting his glories. He appears in his name. Kali Kali Namarupa Krishna Avatar. In the name of Kali, in the age of Kali, the Supreme Lord has incarnated in his holy name. And anyone who associates with the holy name of the Lord, it's as good as associating with the Lord directly. And certainly he becomes delivered. That is the potency of Krishna. That he has invested all his transcendental potencies in his name. So much so that when one is chanting and glorifying Krishna in devotion, Krishna agrees to appear with all of his potencies. Just as Lord Chaitanya describes in his Sikshastika prayers. Oh my Lord, your holy name alone can render benediction to all the living beings. And thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names you have invested all your transcendental energies. And there are not even any hard and fast rules for chanting these names. Oh my Lord, out of your kindness, you have made yourself so easily accessible by your holy names. But I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. So Lord Chaitanya is taking the position of a fallen soul. We have no attraction for the holy names of Krishna. But Krishna has made himself so accessible. It's not difficult to come in contact with Krishna. One can simply hear and chant about Krishna, and Krishna agrees to appear. And when he appears in such places of sacrifice, he cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. Such cleansing is the actual solution to the problems of life. Rather than creating more reactions, one who is utilizing the time for hearing and chanting about Krishna, he is removing the reactions. He is cleansing the heart. So that the heart will become freed from all of these sinful desires. Because simply to become freed from reactions is not complete. One must also become freed from the desire to commit the same act, which created the reactions that he just cleansed himself from. Just like it is stated that simply once chanting of the holy name of the Lord, one can free himself from more reactions that it can be accumulated in millions of births. This once chanting the name Krishna, that is the power of the holy name. The problem is that what one does after he chants the name Krishna. The problem is what one does after he chants the name Krishna. He can immediately begin accumulating again. So he has to cleanse the heart. Not simply free himself from the reactions, but must free himself from the inclination to commit those same actions which brought those past reactions. Therefore, he must cleanse them heart. That is what the Sankirtan or the glorification of the Lord brings about. It frees one from the reactions to material life and establishes one on the path back home, back to Godhead. And so therefore, in all respects, subject matters that are related to Krishna are always auspicious for everyone who is involved. And therefore we should always aspire to utilize the time properly and to not waste this valuable human form of life. Indulging in subject matters which have no relevance to the spiritual life. Therefore, if we use our time wisely and take advantage of what Krishna consciousness has to offer, we can feel confident that this process will act in our hearts. And our heart will become cleansed. And we'll be able to develop the permanent solution to the problems of life by going back home, back to Godhead. Any questions?
Есть ли вопросы?
We get these paper questions.
Book. Книга.
Huh?
Ancient papers.
Очень понятный, но на что вы рассчитываете? Только людей. We can. It seems you can't answer all these questions.
Take one.
Какой один из этих вы выбираете? Вот сейчас вас спрашивают конкретно, какой один вопрос выбирать из этих вопросов?
Anybody, in the meantime, anybody else?
Давайте за это время кто-нибудь другой может спросить.
Oh, waiting. Anybody else have questions?
У кого-нибудь еще есть вопрос?
Да.
Не будет отвечать. Я не отвечаю. Просто я буду только на один
отвечать. Да, ну.
Я тогда на первом.
Был answer this question. Yeah. Answer.
He choose first.
Какой процесс отвечает?
He didn't realize what kind of process is cleansing our hearts.
He didn't realize or he didn't hear what I said?
He didn't understand. He didn't realize.
He didn't understand from what I was saying. Is that what you're saying?
Вы не поняли из слов, которые, то есть из лекции, которая сейчас только была, да? Какой именно лекция?
Чайто дарпана маджанам бхава маха девагни нирапана. Glory to the Shri Krishna Sankirtan movement, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. Sankirtan means the glorification of the Lord. It's cleansing the heart. In the Bhagavatam, first canto, there's one very important verse. Probably we quote this verse many times. Shinvatak svakata krishna punya shavana kirtana siddhantya stohyavadani virunoti suhritsatam. Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Super Soul in the heart of all living beings, he cleanses desire from material enjoyment from within the heart of those persons who develop the urge to hear his messages, which are themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Которые сами по себе благоприятны, когда их правильно воспевают и слушают.
We don't cleanse our hearts.
Не мы очищаем свое сердце.
Krishna does.
Это делает Кришна.
Krishna is inside.
Кришна находится внутри.
He's inside everyone's heart.
И он внутри сердца каждого.
And he sees that somebody is very eager to hear about him.
И когда он видит, что кто-то очень желает слушать о нем,
he cleanses.
Он чистит.
He takes the dirt out.
Он убирает прочь грязь.
By taking those attachments,
забирает эти привязанности.
He starts pulling them away.
Он вытягивает их.
Of course, sometimes we say, not yet.
Не теперь.
Wait a little while longer. I'm not ready yet. But Krishna knows. He sees exactly what we're attached to. He knows better than we do. So he sees when somebody's very eager to hear about him, he starts pulling.